everybody. Woo. My name is Kelly, and I love the movie Love Actually so much, actually, that it has emboldened me to confess my love on Christmas because, like Andrew Lincoln does in the movie, you know, Rick from The Walking Dead, he shows up to Keira Knightley's apartment, and you guys know the movie, he's holding the cue cards and saying that, something like, now without hope or with no agenda, my wasted heart will love you. Let me just say, without hope or agenda, my wasted heart will love you until I look like this. And he shows a cue card of this, like, decrepit old person. That came out in 2003. So in the Christmas of 2003, there was a guy that I was dating. And we made plans to get together and exchange gifts on Christmas Eve. And I called him. And he had to get off the phone really quickly. So I said, called him back, and I didn't hear back from him. So I did the next thing you're supposed to do. I drove by his house. I was like, where is this guy? Like, we had plans. I had made him a mixtape, I think, too. And he didn't answer. He wasn't there. I remember my friend drove me back. It was in Canton. He lived on Toon Street. I remember I lived on Luzerne Avenue. And going back and forth from Toon Street to Luzerne Avenue, and I saw, like, the window was on, or the window with lights were on. It looked like someone was moving in the house, and I went back to the house to call. This back and forth. Finally, I picked up a pebble when my friend drove me back, picked up a pebble, like, threw it up at his balcony, like Romeo, you know, but a woman came to the door, the window, and it was his sister. And I was like, oh, you know, I was supposed to see John. Is John there? She said, no, he's not there. I was like, well, do you know when he'll be back? She said, no. I was like, well, you know, I confessed my love to her. I was like, could you tell him that I love him? And she did. She said, okay, I'll tell him when I see him. So I never saw this guy again. I never know what happened to him. He may be selling photocopiers on York Road. I don't know. Another couple Christmases later, you know, at Christmas, though, you tell the truth, and I was crushing on a fellow colleague at work. I spent a lot of time with him, and we would go to happy hours together, and we'd be the last two at happy hours. And I remember one time, I swear, he was going to tell me that he loved me. I knew he was going to confess it, but he got stung by a bee. And like a bee in his mouth, like that, the bee kept him from confessing his love to me. So I took matters into my own hands at the office Christmas party. And it was right around when Jim did the teapot thing for Pam at the, like, white elephant Christmas thing. I didn't draw his name, but I still got a teapot in the shape of a bumblebee. Or a beehive it was. It was the shape of a beehive, and I packed it with, like, a mixtape and bonus gifts and little miniatures of, like, Tennessee honey whiskey, like, packed it in there. And also with the Love Actually, like, script, the note, I put in a little note, just because, let me just say, without hope or abandon, or without hope or agenda, that at Christmas you tell the truth and my wasted heart will love you. Well, he didn't get it. My department chair got the thing. He ended up that summer, went to Africa, got engaged, and he ended up going to Uganda, living, he may be in Dubai right now, I don't know. But I will say now, the end of the story here, I did get married, and my love is now requited, and I can, you know, share my love. My husband loves me back. We have this thing where I can confess my love. But my husband also has two kids. And two kids who I have never told that I love. And it's complicated. You know, I want to tell them. I want to tell them that I love them. You know, and I'm sure maybe they want to tell me that they love me. But that is a difficult situation. And someone once told me that, like, free hearts, you know. And I just want my heart to be free, to be able to tell my stepkids that I want to love them and that I love them, but it's like that Bonnie Raitt song, you know, and it's like, I can't sing, but it's like, you know, you can't make me love, or I can't make you love me. You can't make the heart feel something it won't. So I just want to say, without hope or agenda, because at Christmas you tell the truth that I want to love my stepkids. I want to tell them that. And I maybe, you know, this is the place to like practice and pretend and do that. I know they're not here tonight, but I just wanted to say that, you know, I want to love my stepkids, and this is really helping me. So thank you, Stoop. And at Christmas, you tell the truth. So thank you.